For the first week, we'll be talking about different toxics sa buhay natin. First week, we did talk about, Pastor Jeff talked about toxic thoughts. And then the following week, he talked about toxic emotions. And then last week, Pastor Dan talked about toxic friends. Yung mga kaibigan nyo na hindi dapat nasa buhay nyo. Okay, na iniimpluwensyahan kayo. I'm sure sana by now, you're fully much aware na, eh, hindi pala kita kaibigan. Okay, and sana lumayo ka sa akin. And no, not naman ganun. Because we want, you know, we want to win them for God. Okay, as much as, you know, these people are influencing us down, we need to be missional and reaching out to them. Because, you know, relationship is very important. And the only way for us, you know, to reach out is through building relationships. And we're going to talk about today, the last part of the series, we're going to talk about toxic belief. Can you say that? Toxic belief. Or toxic faith. So join me in prayer. Close your eyes, bow your heads as we talk about this word. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness over our lives. May we hear you personally today. Allow us to have an encounter with you. Change us from inside out as we hear the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Alam nyo, di ba next week, bakasyon na, we're gonna observe the Lenten season. It's Holy Week, right? And then, and I remember when I was a young boy, maraming mga hearsay or mga pamahiin na sinasabi sa akin ng lola ko, ng nanay ko. And one of the deeply held beliefs I have when I was a young boy, pag Holy Week, pag sumasabit na yung Holy Week, sinasabi nila, patay ang Diyos. Have you heard of that? Pag Holy Week, patay ang Diyos. So dahil patay ang Diyos, bawal maglaro. Kasi bawal masugatan. Kasi pag nasugatan ka, hindi gagaling. Tapos lalabas daw yung tren o yung pare na walang ulo or yung kanin. Have you heard of that? Parang saan ang galing yun? Kasi patay nga daw yung Diyos. Okay, bawal kumain ng karne. Okay, as a young boy, bakasyon, you know, walang pasok, bawal kumain ng karne. Ano kakain natin? Dahon? Parang, hello? Bawal maglaro, bawal... ito pa gusto ko, pero ito yung favorite ko, bawal daw maligo after 3 o'clock. Kasi daw patay ang Diyos. Have you heard of that? Di ba parang, saan ang galing yun? Nakakatawa lang. And dahil patay nga ang Diyos, di ba, mayroon daw gumagalang mga demonyo. So baka rahulihin ka, baka kuhanin ka. And kailangan mo doon ng palaspas. Di ba, sasabit mo sa pinto, di ba? Papako ng nanay mo, di ba, ng tatay mo. Kasi may palaspas. Kasi kailangan bibindisyon na siya pantaboy daw ng mga masasamang spirito. Have you heard of that? Are you familiar with that? At alam nyo, very traumatic yung kabataan ko kasi ito nga yung pinaniniwalaan ko. So pag-holy talaga, hindi ako lumalabas. If there's any event na that we observe every year, ito yung event na takot ako more than yung ano, araw ng patay. Kasi patay nga daw yung Diyos eh. Can you imagine that? And I remember one Sunday morning, di ba pag Biyernes, Sabado, patay yung Diyos. Pag Linggo, araw ng pagkabuhay, di ba? May gising ka na madaling araw ng umaga, tapos may babang bata, di ba? Doon, di ko alam, may mababang bata, di ba? Pero have you experienced that? Nanood na makinon, sa lubong yung tawag nila. So ako, masaya ako kasi buhay na yung Diyos noon. So ako, naglalaro na ako noon. Then one time, pumasok ako sa isang simbahan kasi nagkakagulo, there was a commotion and people are, you know, there, you know, nagkakagulo sila, nagsisigawan. Kala ko may perya sa loob. Sabi ko, uy, pwede to, mukhang masaya to, papasok nga ako dito. So ang daming tao, so pumasok ako. Pinasok ko, excuse me po. Eh, bata pa ako nun. Tapos nung nakarating ako sa pinakaunahan, may nakita ako nakahiga, babae, sumisigaw, kita ba yung ngalangala ko? Sumisigaw. Sabi ko, ha, nangyari dito? Tapos biglang nag-iba yung boses. Tapos hawak-hawak siya ng mga 5 o 6 na kalalakihan. Tapos tamang-tama, sakto, pag ganun ko, nakatingin sa akin. Ganun, no? So na-trauma talaga ako. Sabi ko, mambira. And I walk out of that church, talagang, traumatic experience for me. Kasi sabi ko, kala ko ba buhay na ang Diyos? Bakit may demonyo sinasabihan doon? And for some reason, those beliefs that I have regarding, you know, Holy Week, somehow it was rooted in my heart and my mind. And for some reason, every whole week na lang, there's a fear. For some reason, every whole week na lang, you know, it kind of dictate the way I live. Ang hirap, di ba? And buti na lang ngayon, you know, I was delivered. When I was 18 years old, somebody shared the truth to me na wag mo nang paniwalaan yung kwentong kutsura lang, patay ang Diyos. Kung patay ang Diyos, di patay na tayo lahat. And I was so happy na na-realize ko, ah, totoo pala, hindi pala ganun yun. And I was delivered. Can you imagine nyo ngayon, di ba, na matanda na ako, hindi, bawal pa rin kumain ng karne, di ba? Parang ano na lang yun, di ba? And it's funny it is, you know, or before, you know, I was a young boy. Sadly, today, marami pa rin tao, they have, you know, deeply held beliefs na pinaniniwalaan, and somehow, those beliefs are controlling the way they live. What was true for me when I was a young boy because of these held beliefs I have regarding Holy Week, napatay nga ang Diyos, sadly, maraming tao ngayon, sabi mo hindi ikaw yan, sa katabi mo, hindi ikaw yan, okay? Hindi ikaw yan, ha? Sadly, many of the people that we have or in this world, they have deeply held beliefs and it's controlling the way they live. And I don't have time to elaborate or to enumerate kung ano yung mga deeply held beliefs na yon. But primarily, merong view ang tao sa mga bagay-bagay na kinokontrol yung paano siya mamuhay. And one of them is our view of salvation. Do you hear this? We have deeply held beliefs about salvation. And for those of you who may never know what is this word salvation means, to all of us, salvation is, you know, in Tagalog, salba. Galing, di ba? Salvation, okay? Yung nasave ka, okay? Salba. I mean, but kailangan masalba kasi nalulunod ka, so kailangan mo ng salvavida. Di ba? Di ba? Oh. Kaya nga salba eh, di ba? You know, alam niyo ba ang hirap mag-preach dito? So, in an effort to be corny para alam ako yung attention niyo, di ba? Salvation is why? Because we live in a world wherein, what? We are cursed. There's a sin inside of our hearts. If we will trace back, we already have it nung pinanganak tayo. Alam niyo, meron akong anak, 3-year-old daughter, and she's so beautiful. Kamukha siya ng nanay niya. Yes, I'm serious. Sabi ko, I have no part claim sa itsura ng anak ko. Sa nanay niya lang yan. Well, going back, cute-cute niya. Pero nababato ng gamit, nangangagat, paminsan nagmamanipulate. Papakainin namin, sabihin namin, ouchie, tummy. Parang hindi na kumain. Tapos ngayon, tinanong kay asawa ko, tinuturuan mo to, no? Ikaw talaga, hindi ka marunong mag-alaga ng anak mo. Pero hindi, hindi tinuturuan ng nanay niya yun. At lalong hindi tinuturuan ng tatay niya yun, kasi pastor yung tatay nun eh. But you wonder, saan niya nakuha yun? Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi nung pinanganak siya, meron siyang kasalanan. Do you remember the time kung pa sino nagturo sa iyo magsinungaling? Wala naman nagturo sa iyo nan eh. Do you remember the time sino nagturo sa iyo manakit? Wala naman nagturo sa iyo nan eh. Do you remember the time sino nagturo sa iyo pagchismisan yung kapitbahay mo o yung kaibigan mo? Wala naman nagturo sa iyo eh, pero bakit mo nai-enjoy? Tinuturo ba sa school 'yon? Hindi naman, di ba? Bakit? Bakit ganon? You know why? Because deep inside our hearts, there's a sinful nature. Pinanganak kang merong kasalanan. And the concept of salvation for many people here is, you know, dahil may kasalanan ako, kailangan ko masave. At itong kailangan ko masave, you know, salvation, heaven and earth, you know that? Life after death, you know, eternal life kind of thing. You're familiar with that, right? And a lot of people today, their view of salvation, they think, you know, as long as I'm good enough, as long as I can sacrifice something as long as pwede akong bumawi, then I can still have salvation. Ang nakakalungkot lang doon, mali ang view natin ng salvation. And when we have a wrong view or wrong belief about salvation, our lifestyle kind of follow it. Let me give you an example. You cheat on the side. Cheat dito, and then sabi mo, okay lang yan. Babawiin ko na lang sa Linggo. You hear that? Konti lang naman eh. Hindi naman ako kasing sama nung kapitbahay ko o nung klasikong garapal. Or hayok. Or, you know, if you are in a relationship, kiss lang naman. Wala lang naman yun. It's part of the culture naman. You know, it's the Hollywood, you know. It's the showbiz, you know. It's part of life. It's the way of life, you know. Okay lang yun. Sino, how can it be so wrong when we love each other? Kultura. Diba? Okay lang mag-gossip. Kasi it's culture naman among Filipinos. Nagkakatuwaan naman tayo. Paano magiging mali ito? Okay lang mag-dishonor ng tao. Okay lang mag-indulge, mag-abuse ng substance. Okay lang, party-party lang naman to. You know, we're having fun here. This is the way of life. You know, social drinking. You know, social drinking ba yung gumagapang ka na? Social drinking, ha? And we live a life with this kind of lifestyle and thinking, ah, okay lang yan. Kasi pagbalik ko ng Sunday, pagbalik ko ng victory group ko, pagbalik ko ng ganito, okay lang yan. But you know what? That is wrong. That's a flawed view of salvation. And the problem with that is the more you do those little things, the more it will destroy your soul. Saan ba nagsisimula yung hayok na garapal na korap na tao? Sa? Pakonti-konti. Tama? Saan ba nagsisimula yung immoral na hayok? Hayok talaga yung peg natin eh, no? Na lalaki. Di ba sa pakonti-konti, yung rapist, pakonti-konti, pinifeed mo eh. Tama? Saan ba nagsisimula yung chismosa na nanginira ng pamilya at friendship? Di ba sa pakonti-konti? Saan ba nagsisimula yung addict? Di ba sa pakonti-konti? At pag nag-pile up tong pakonti-konti na to, the next thing you know, boom! Natulog dito. Yari ka. Why? The next thing you know, you are in what? Deep trouble. And why do you have those actions? Why do you entertain such lifestyles? And alam mo naman na mali yun. You know why? Because of your view of salvation. You think you can pay your salvation. You think you can earn your salvation. You think, you know, God will not punish you for this because you're good, better than that other person. You think, kasi magsasakripisyo naman ako ng konti. Pag, you know, magbabasa naman ako ng Bible ko for one day, cover to cover, babasahin ko, and then quits na kami ni God. We think that way. Akala natin, you know, we can live our lives the way we want it and then we can get rid of the consequences because we are good enough. Listen to this. If you have that deeply held beliefs, if you have that view of salvation, it is wrong. You know, one time, you know, the Sadducees, you know, are trying to introduce to Jesus some deeply held beliefs about resurrection. And point blank, Jesus rebuke them. In Matthew 22, it says here, you know, and this, I believe, is the same statement that Jesus will tell us if we will continue to hold in our deeply held beliefs about salvation. It says here, Jesus replied, you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. And sometimes, we cling to this belief about salvation, we cling to this belief about Christianity, and we think we're good, we're okay, but on the other side, you are really in error. How do you know that you are in error? Because your lifestyle is not going to the beliefs that you are saying. You are basically a practical atheist. You know what's a practical atheist? You know, atheist is someone who doesn't believe that there is God. But a practical atheist is someone who says that he probably believes in God, he probably believes that there is heaven and earth, but he doesn't live that kind of life. A practical atheist may be not a hardcore sinner, not a heavy drinker, or maybe, you know, occasionally, you know, surf porn as a lifestyle or as a hobby. Or from time to time, naninira siya ng kaibigan niya para lang makaangat sa honor roll. Or from time to time, disobey the parents because, you know, it's part of life. You know, you can't always please your parents. You know, I'm growing up, I'm a teenager. You know, there's life out there I have to enjoy. We resolve into becoming a practical atheist, not hardcore sinner, just on the middle and thinking, okay lang to, as long as I'm not as bad as the other person. Hindi ako mamamatay tao, hindi ako rapist, hindi ako addict, I'm good, I am saved. But you know what? That is not true at all. Those deeply held beliefs of yours regarding salvation is flawed. You are in error, Jesus Christ said. And if you are in error, next thing you know, your soul will be destroyed. Next thing you know, hindi mo nakilala yung sarili mo. You dug a hole na ikaw mismo ang nakakulong doon because of the lifestyle you embrace because of the deeply beliefs that you have. Listen, there has to be a renovation of mind. The Bible says, renew your mind so that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. You think you're enjoying life now? You think you're having the best time of life now? Try God. Try God's will, and I will tell you, the best has yet to come. You see, some of us, we are easily pleased. Mabigyan ka lang ng konti, na konting pleasure, okay ka lang, mangitian ka lang. Akala mo, yun na, God's will na. What you enjoy today, even though how pleasurable it is, if it's outside God's will, it is not the best. That is true. You are in error. In fact, if you're here and you think you can continue with the lifestyle that you have and go to church regularly and continually without missing an attendance, and you think you can earn your salvation because you're good enough compared to the other people in the street, na holdapper, na prostitute, listen, this is how God sees you. All your righteous act to compensate for your bad lifestyle or bad choices of ano, anong pinagagagawa nyo. This is how God sees your righteous acts if you try to compensate with your sins. It says in Isaiah 66, I think, 64, it says here, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. You know, if you're saying that you're a Christian, or maybe you're saying you believe God, or maybe you're saying I love God, maybe you're saying, you know, I'm a follower of God, and if your lifestyle, your actions doesn't back up your claim, and whenever you try to compensate your sinful lifestyle with good acts or righteous acts, you know how God sees that? It's like a filthy rags. And just to give you a context, what is a filthy rags during those days, okay? During those days, if you are a woman, and if you have your monthly period, you have to declare to the whole community that you have a monthly period because you are considered as unclean so that no person can go near to you. Because if you don't declare that, and accidentally some person or some people, you know, accidentally, you know, get near or touch you, you will be stoned to death if you are a woman. That's why it's very important. Part of the regulation is you have to declare that you have a monthly period because you are unclean. And during those days, yung technology ng whisper na may absorbent with wings, hindi pa nag-i-exist yun. Follow this. Forgive me for this graphic illustration, but I want you to understand how filthy your righteous acts before God. Ang ginagamit nila doon, tela. At yung tela na yon, binabaon yun, sinusunog yun. Because it is so unclean. This is how God sees your righteous acts. If you try to compensate your sinful lifestyle with good acts. Ganun yung tingin ni Lord. Your righteous acts are like filthy rags before God. Nandidiri si God. You know why? Because God is holy, God is mighty, God is great. There's no amount of sacrifices or good works that can compensate for our sinful acts. Because sin is a personal issue against God. It's personal to Him. So don't try to be good. Don't have the mentality, babawi na lang ako. It doesn't work that way. Something has to change in your belief system first. And once that belief system kick in your mind, in your heart, it will result into action. And if you try to, you know, to pay or to do some sacrifices, you know what the scripture says about that? In Psalm 50, says here, says, you know, many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell them, they would be too many to declare. The psalmist is declaring here that the God that we worship, the God that we serve, is a great God. There's no other God like Him. And if you will try to offer something to Him, make sure it's worthy of Him. In verse 6 says here, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. If your view of salvation is, you know, you can pay your salvation para maging quits kayo ni Lord, babalik ka na lang kapag okay ka na, kaya mo nang bayaran kung anong kailangan mong bayaran. You know what the Bible says here? Hindi mo kayang bayaran. You're not capable to pay for it. No sacrifice, no offerings are worthy to appease the wrath and the justice of God. The problem with most of us is our view of salvation is we think we can pay God. As long as we can pay God with a little sacrifice, with a little bit of bawe, attendance, then we're good. No. Something has to change in your belief system. Something just has to change in here. You go to here. The next thing we know, this belief system of ours will destroy us. What do we do? If we have toxic beliefs, what do we do if we have the wrong view of salvation? What do we do if we are in error? What do we do about it? We need to know the truth about the salvation. And what is the truth? You have to believe the gospel. The gospel is the truth. If you will have a right view, a right understanding of salvation, you have to embrace the gospel. You have to allow the gospel to penetrate your mind and your heart. What is the gospel? Later, I will share to you what is the gospel. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, this is how we should view salvation. This is the right view of salvation. If our deeply held beliefs over salvation should change, this is how we should view it. In Hebrews 10:5 says here, therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. The writer of the Hebrew book is quoting, and Jesus Christ is quoting the psalmist. Can you imagine that? Because God is a great God, God is a holy God, God is a mighty God, and there's no amount of sacrifice and offering can appease His wrath and just. Ano yung sacrifice? Ano yung offering na acceptable kay God? You know what's that? In verse 9 to 10 of Hebrews chapter 10, it says here, then He said, here I am, I have come to do your will. He set aside the first, established the second. In verse 10, it says here, and by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. You know what's the right view of salvation? The right view of salvation is this. There's no way you can earn it. Salvation is a gift that none of us can earn. Meaning, it was just given to you freely. Wala kang ginawa doon. It's not because how good you are. It's not because how generous you are. It's not good. It's not because, you know, how sacrificial you are. But because the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the generosity of God that made the gospel or salvation possible for all of us to accept. If not for Jesus Christ, we're all sentenced to die. In fact, alam nyo, ngayon, you think you're alive, you think you're enjoying life. If you don't have God, and this is serious, and this is what the Bible says. Okay, when we were born, we already been judged to die and to be separated from Him. The mere fact that we are alive and you're listening to this message, God is patient with you. The Bible says, God is patient to everyone so that everyone will come to repentance and not perish. You're hearing this because God loves you so much, He doesn't want you to be separated from Him. You see, sin is a very personal issue against God. You don't play with sin. You don't, sin. You don't do that with sin. You know why? Because it's personal to God. In fact, for sin to be defeated, He has to send His own Son, Jesus Christ. Sin is the power of death. Death is eternal separation from God. And you don't want that. And for sin to be defeated, God sent His one and only Son, died on the cross, shed His blood so that we can receive salvation and overcome sin. We think salvation is a ticket to heaven. You see, yes, part one or one part of salvation is you go having eternal life, going to heaven, spending, you know, the rest of your life with God in heaven. But other part of salvation is you getting saved, being saved every day. Being saved from what? Being saved from temptation. Being saved from danger. Being saved from hurts. Can you imagine? And we think, you know, we can buy and earn our salvation. Listen to this. And let me tell you this. You don't have any ability to please God. None of the things that you can do today, tomorrow, in the future, everything combined that you will do, none of them can ever please God. And none of them can earn you salvation. It's only through Jesus Christ. Si Jesus lang yun. Tahimik nyo, ah. But the good news is, you know what? It's being given to all of us. The question is, will you accept it? Some of us here, we have problems. And those problems, kung i-autopsy mo, kung saan nanggaling siya, it's just based on your unbelief to God. Your unbelief to God. You don't think God has the best plan for you. That's why pinakinggan mo yung kaibigan mo. That's why pinakinggan mo yung DJ sa television. Come on, let's do it. Because you don't think God has the best plan for you. you think God doesn't have any purpose for you. That's why kahit sino na lang nagsabi sa'yo, gawin mo ito, ginagawa mo. You think God doesn't have the best intention for you. Mas pinaniniwalaan mo pa yung... Listen, God will not send His one and only Son if He doesn't have any good intention for you. Think of that. You need to believe the gospel. So do you mean then, hindi ko na kailangan gumawa ng mga gandang bagay kasi hindi naman nati-please si God doon? You know what? Our actions should be validated by our motives. What do I mean by that? My mean is like this. We do good things. We go to church. We pray. We give. We sacrifice things. Nagpa-fast tayo. We do those things not because so that we can earn the salvation, but because it is a result of our devotion and worship unto God. Here's the difference. Toxic belief, it's you earning salvation. Toxic belief is, you know, you think you can earn salvation, so you do all these things. And because you do all these things, God sees that as filthy rags. And that doesn't please God. That's toxic belief. That's toxic faith. But you know what is the gospel? It's worship unto God. Worship unto God. I do all these things not religiously so that I can earn my salvation so that pwede kami maging quits ni God. I do all these things because it is a result of my worship unto God. The Bible says, offer your body as spiritual act of worship. Meaning, everything that you do is a worship issue now. It's no longer, I can earn, I need to earn. Kailangan kong bumawi. Wala kang pwedeng magawa para makabawi ka kay Lord. Drop that thought. Ay, babawi ako. The mere fact that babawi ako, you have a flawed belief. Hindi mo kayang bumawi kay God. God is no other God. He's not the God that you think He is. Hindi mo kayang bumawi kay God. Kung gusto mong bumawi, change of mind, change of heart. Receive the gospel. Be changed by the gospel. That's it. And now you are free to do what you need to do, what you want to do, what you desire to do, because you are free. Now, after we heard all of these things, what do we do now? In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, it says here, therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position. Now that you know this, now that you heard this, be on your guard, the Bible says. Who are the people you hang out with? What are the things that you're reading right now? What are the things that you're, you know, the site that you're browsing in internet? Ano ini-expose mo sa sarili mo? How much of the Word of God are being filled in your mind and your heart right now? The Bible says guard. Because this belief of yours, the enemy will try to steal it away from you. Because in hell, it's going to be lonely and the enemy wants some company. Would you want to be them company? You don't want that. Be on guard. And how do we guard this? In verse 18, it says here, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of Lord Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. How do you guard this belief? Fill your mind, fill your heart, fill your soul with the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. That's why we always tell you, come to church. That's why we'll tell you, read your Bible. That's why we always tell you, be part of a victory group, because in those avenues, you can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Is this something that you do so that you can please God? No. It is something that you do because you want to worship God. It's not something you do so that you can earn salvation. It's a result of your devotion before God. And as I close, this is what the gospel, for all of us. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says here, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Think of the word power. The gospel is the power of God. The Bible says this power is the power raised Jesus from the dead. This power is the power that resurrected Lazarus from the dead. Do you know that there's no enough power in this world to resurrect a dead person? Maybe sustain a human life, but not resurrect a human life. Wala pang enough power. Combine all the power in this wild universe, there's no enough power to resurrect a dead person. But yet, this power, which is the gospel, can resurrect dead person. And that is Jesus Christ. And this power is the same power that's available for all of us. This power is the power that God is available, that He is giving to you so that you can overcome whatever situation you're going through right now. Whatever it is, relational problem, financial problem, temptations, heartaches. Listen, all of those things, through the power of the gospel, through the power of God, you can overcome that. The problem is, do we tap on that or do we still try to do it on our own? Alam naman natin kung ano yung mali. Alam naman natin mahirap eh. When, why do we try to do it on our own? You try to do it on your own, you go on and go on, and the next thing you know, you're frustrated. The next thing you know, you're depressed. The next thing you know, you want to quit. The next thing you know, you want to quit on life. And the Bible is saying here, there is power that is available for all of us. The power of God for salvation so that you can be saved. You want to be saved? Not just to go to heaven, but saved in any situation you're in right now. You want to be saved? Of course you want. And the Bible is saying here, there is power available for that. Think of your situation right now. Think of that. You want to be saved from that situation? There's power for that. But there's a condition if you want to receive this power. You know what's that condition? You have to believe. Huh? Akala ko ba yung love ni God unconditional? Yes, it's unconditional. The love of God is unconditional. That's why it's for everyone. No matter how far you are from God, no matter how sinful you are, no matter you think how dirty you are from God, it's for you. It's for you. That's why the love of God is unconditional, but the salvation is conditional. You know what's that? You know what's the condition? You have to believe. You have to believe. Believe is turning away from your lifestyle, throwing away your deeply held beliefs about life, where you get your identity, where you get your security, where you get your comfort. Believe is turning away, throwing away those things in your life and turn to God and run towards Him. That is believe. It's not just a concept of mind. It's an action that we have to do. Because you had an encounter with a powerful God. You need to believe in the power of the gospel for your salvation. I know every one of us here, you want to be saved. Not just from hell, not just from judgment, or in any situation in our lives, we want to be saved. Amen? Let's believe in the power of the gospel for your salvation.